Jesus is there, yeah. Body my lips at a Calvary. Body my lips at a Calvary. Jesus is there, yeah. Body my lips at a Calvary, body my lips at Calvary. Jesus is a ringing. Body my lips at Calvary. Calvary, body my lips at Calvary. Jesus is a ringing. Body my lips at Calvary. Calvary, body my lips at Calvary. Jesus is there, yeah. Yes, Lord. We bring before you all our bodies and cares and fears and anxieties, all our problems to God. We bring before your throne of grace all our heartaches, our problems and troubles. We cast them upon Christ. Cast your bodies upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Yes, we cast our bodies upon Christ. Our troubles, our fears, our anxieties, our issues. Oh, we cast them upon Jesus, for he cares for us. Terrible stuff. Yadoro blogodobo. Eneri blagada. Yadoria. Yes, God is showing me someone. You are just coming to this broadcast. You have been struggling to succeed, but you are not going anywhere. It is just a life of struggle, a life of struggle. God is asking me to tell you to depend on him. Depend on him, the author and finisher of your faith. When you have your trust, your confidence, and hope in him, he will see you through. He will see you through. He will see you through, saith the Lord of hosts. Hey, Rebusaya, Yanduru Blobodu, Inderebo, Yandaria, Inblanda, Inblondo, Inblendia. Yes, have your way, Lord. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. He has so. For I have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. In your soul, for you have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made you whole. It is Jesus. Oh yes, yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul, for I have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole. Yes, God has shown me that woman there. Yes. The spirit of bad luck has been following you all around. You turn this way, no way. You turn this way, no way. You turn this way, no way. God is asking me to tell you to put your right hand on your face. Put your right hand on your face. The healing power of God is coming on that face. Whatever marks the devil has put on you, whatever Mark the enemy I put on your face that makes people to turn away from you. It is removed right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of bad luck, hardship, frustration, and failure that have been following you around, hindering your progress, making you to lag behind, we pull out that mark. We pull out every mark of the enemy. We pull out. Whatever God is not planning you, be rooted out right now in the name of Jesus. Be now removed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Ramasaya. Let goodness and mercy begin to follow you as of today. Yes, rub your right hand on your face. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Ah, Rabasaya. Hey, bad luck will not follow you. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Ah, Rabasaya. Rub your hands on your face. Yes, there's a new anointing coming on your face. Ah, Rabasaya. Hey, Rebusaya. Hey, Riababaya. Ah, Rabasa. Hey, God is showing me keys. Keys are being dropped. God is dropping keys. Yes, God is dropping keys of breakthrough. Keys of breakthrough, breakthrough in life. Breakthrough in every area. Open your right palm in front of you. Wherever you are, join us in broadcast. Open your right palm in front of you. God is dropping keys. Keys of breakthrough, keys of prosperity, keys of abundance, keys of grace, keys of mercy. Receive, receive, receive. Begin to receive those keys now. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to receive the keys of the kingdom, the keys of power, keys of authority, keys of grace, keys of mercy. Keys of open doors, opportunities begin to pop open. Jesus. Make way where there are no way. Jesus, open those doors, open those gates, open those opportunities right now in the name of Jesus. Break through. Yes, we begin to break forth. Yes, begin to possess your possession. Hey, Rababaya. Ablondoyo Kondoria. Hey, God is showing me people who are laboring so much, and they have nothing to show for it. God is showing me such people right now. They have just come into this broadcast, and God is showing me that you have been laboring and toiling like Peter. Peter said, we have toiled all night. We toiled all night and caught nothing. That yoke is destroyed by reason of the anointing wherever you are. If you are in that group, begin to put your right hand on your head. That curse is broken. That yoke is destroyed. Toiling for nothing must go. God has not given us the spirit to toil for nothing. Toiling for nothing sake. You labor so much and nothing to show for it. That yoke is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabayaka. You will not labor in vain. You will not talk for nothing in the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabayaka.
Why are you crying in
fear?
What are they giving to you?
No. Oh, Rabasaya. Yerebo Sandaria. Indori Baba, Yendere Krokodo, Ah, Blagadaya. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Yes, Tara Bataya. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And the people, yes, God has touched you. Your life is not going to be the same again in the name of Jesus Christ. Superior Father, the Lord is ministering to you. Receive the touch of God in the name of Jesus. Oriabasa. Yes, let's get down to what we have tonight. We have prophetic deliverance, ministration, prayer going on, and the Holy Spirit has taken control. Jesus is in charge. 2 Chronicles 20:20. He says, believe in the Lord, and thou shalt be established. And then he said, believe in his prophets and thou shalt prosper. That's 2 Chronicles 20:20. It is connected to Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, which is our text. Our text is Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. It says, by the ministry of a prophet, Israel was delivered from 430 years of Egyptian slavery and captivity. For 430 years, you can imagine, Pharaoh, the Egyptians, kept Israel in bondage, in slavery, for 430 years, until God raised the prophet Moses. By the prophet Moses, Israel was delivered from captivity. And by the ministry of the prophet Moses, Israel was preserved. So, deliverance and prophetic are tied up together. The deliverance ministry and the prophetic ministry, they go together. You don't come to praise. You know, the third one is praise and worship. The praise and worship, the prophetic ministry, the deliverance ministry, they are all tied up together. They go together. So tonight you are into all this stuff. And I tell you, God is going to do you good in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabasa. Yeah, believe the prophets and ye shall prosper. Believe in the Lord and thou shalt be established. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Believe in the Lord and thou shalt be established. Then believe in his prophets and thou shalt prosper. And then I told you that deliverance and the prophetic ministry are tied up together. Why would God use the prophet? God will always reveal to the prophet what he's about to do. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. God will always speak to the prophet to go and deliver his messages to his people. God will always say to his prophet to go and minister to the people. God will always say to the prophet to go and appoint a king, because it is a prophet that appoints a king. Read through the Bible. It is the prophet that will anoint a king. The first king of Israel, it was Prophet Samuel who ordained and anointed King Saul to become king of Israel. And when David had to become king, it was the same Prophet Samuel. God told him to go to the house of Jesse and anoint David, the next king of Israel. See? And on and on and on like that, it is the king that is appointed by a prophet. That tells you that a prophet is higher than a king. A prophet is higher than the president of any country, because the prophetic ministry is nearer God. It's nearer God. God, you look at Amos chapter 3, verse 7. He said, God will do nothing except he first of all communicate to his prophet. And his prophet will deliver the messages to the kings and those in authority. And so, he said, by the ministry of a prophet, Israel was delivered. By the ministry of a prophet, Israel was preserved. Oh, yes, that's what is going on. God is ministering deliverance to you right now because you have a prophet of God speaking the word of God, the word of life that saves, that heals, that delivers. You are receiving ministrations that leads to your deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, God is speaking to you, woman that are loose. Man, that are loose. That boy is loose. That girl is loose. You are set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Who the Son of God is set free. He's free indeed. Jesus has set you free from sin, from sickness, from devils, from demons, from witches, from wizards, from the powers of darkness. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, Uriya Basandoria Babasandoria Indaria. He set me free with the Holy Ghost power. Deep down in my soul, this very hour, he makes me whole. He makes me free. He set me free, free, free with the Holy Ghost power. He set you free with the Holy Ghost power. Deep down in your soul, this very hour, he makes you whole. He makes you free. He sets you free, free, free with the Holy Ghost power. Oh, Rabbi, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is in this broadcast. And as many of you that have came into this broadcast, there is liberty for you. There is deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. Yes, there is deliverance upon Mount Zion. We are upon Mount Zion tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. God spoke to the prophet Elijah. Say, go to the widow of Zarephath. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 15. God spoke to the prophet Elijah. Go to the widow of Zarephath. And so prophet Elijah went there. And he demanded for water. The water was brought. Then he demanded for food. And the food was brought. But there is a problem. The woman opened her mouth and said, he said, this is the last meal me and my son we are going to eat and die. Because there is famine. There is hunger. There is nothing going on. Everything, there is no water. There is no vegetation. There is no food. This is the last food me and my child will eat. And then we will die. The prophet said, bring it. It's a great sacrifice. The woman sacrificed that last meal and threw it in the ministry of Prophet Elijah. And Elijah said, you will see the blessings of God. And of course, that woman was blessed, and the Bible says she had plenty and surplus enough to take her through the drought and through the famine. I tell you, he's a great provider. His name is Jehovah Jesus. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai. The whole earth is in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He supplied all your need according to his riches in glory. He is the great provider. When you don't have, he has for you. Oh yes, believe in prophets and you shall prosper. This woman believed the prophet of God as she released her last meal. Her last meal that she was supposed to eat with her son and die. She gave out her last meal. She obeyed the prophet of God. She obeyed the word of God. Second Chronicles 20 verse 20. Says, believe in the Lord and thou shalt be established. Believe in his prophets and ye shall prosper. Oh yeah, Jesus is the prophet of God. And we who are servants of Christ, we are also the prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet of God, delivering the word of God to you for your salvation, for your healing and your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe the word of God and you shall be saved. Believe in his prophets and ye must prosper. Many of you doubting Thomas. When you doubt, you don't receive. The book of James, he said, whosoever is doubting cannot receive anything. Doubting Thomas. As you are doubting, they can't receive anything. But when you believe, he said, believe in the Lord, and thou shalt be established. Believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper. Oh, yes. Second Chronicles 20:20. Hey, Rebosiah. There's someone receiving the spirit of prosperity tonight. Hey, the spirit of poverty is out of your life. Ha! I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. I have put on my garment of praise. And the spirit of heaviness is gone from me. I have put on my garment of praise. Hey, Bussah. Yeah, receive the garment of praise. God has not given you the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. God has given you the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, whereby you can serve our Father. You may call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you, say the Lord of hosts. God is very willing to deliver you whether day or night. Anytime you are in problem or trouble, whosoever that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Doesn't matter whether you are black or white or green or yellow, small or big, whosoever that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be healed, shall be set free. Tonight, you need to call upon that name. Oh, yes, you need to call upon that name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous run into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. What name do you call? When you're in danger, what do you call? Some people call their dead God, their dead father, their dead mother, the gods of their land. Ha! But you want to go and say, call upon me in the days of trouble. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is willing to give you rest. You need to call upon him. You need to come to him. You that labor and are heavy laden. Jesus wants to take your body from you. Jesus wants to take your trouble from you. Jesus wants to take your problems from you. He says, take my yoke is light. And I give me your heavy body. And let me take it from you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabbi. Here was Prophet Elisha. Prophet Elisha and Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5. Verses 1 to 19. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 19. The prophet Elijah told Naaman, said, Naaman, do you want to be cured of your leprosy? Naaman said, yes. I want to be cured of my leprosy. And so the prophet Elijah said, go and wash in River Jordan 7 times. And your leprosy will be gone. And Naaman started to argue with his mind. Say, what? River Jordan is not a clean water. Why don't you ask me to go to any of the clean rivers? Why are you asking me to go to River Jordan? River Jordan. Say, go to River Jordan and bath 7 times, and then you are cured of your leprosy. I told you, Hosea, he said, by the ministry of a prophet, Israel was delivered. By the ministry of a prophet, Israel was saved. See? Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13. Now, Prophet Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 19, Prophet Elisha said to Naaman, go and wash your body in River Jordan seven times. Seven means complete. Seven is the number for miracle. And, you know, some people use their mind to ration God. They try to use your mind. You fail if you use your mind. The prophet said, go and wash yourself in River Jordan seven times. Not three times. Not five times. Not six times. Go and wash yourself in River Jordan seven times, and your leprosy will be gone. Fail to go to River Jordan, that leprosy will be there. Fail to wash seven times, that leprosy will be there forever. Disobey the prophet, and you will be a leper forever until you die. We remain a leper. But thank God, Naaman had the word of God. And he never disobeyed. No, believe his prophet, and ye shall prosper. Believe in the Lord, and thou shalt be established. He heard the word of God clearly from the prophet. Bath in River Jordan seven times. And he went there and bathed in River Jordan, and that was the end of leprosy. Ha! May that be your story. In the name of Jesus, may you hear the word of God and obey what God is saying to you. When the prophet of God opened his mouth and declared the word of God, so say the Lord, you don't have to argue and disobey and doubt and unbelief. He that is doubting, Thomas, wavering faith, you cannot receive anything from God. When you believe in the Lord, you shall be established. When you believe in his prophet, then you are prospering. Oh, yes. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. See, by the ministry of a prophet, Israel was delivered from 430 years. 430 years of Egyptian captivity. The prophet of God, Moses, declared the word of God. Tonight, every family slaughter a ram. Put the blood on your doorpost. Put the blood on your lintel. The spirit of death will pass through the land. And if the blood is there, that spirit will pass over you and go to somewhere else. Now, don't slaughter the ram. Don't put the blood on your doorpost. Don't put the blood on your lintel. Don't obey what Prophet Moses have said. Don't obey. When you will not obey, that is when the spirit of death will enter and destroy destroy everything. No, we have to be very careful. The prophet of God represents God on earth. And when we declare, thus saith the Lord, nobody should argue or think or reason and phantom trying to use your brain to understand what God is. The instruction is every family, every home of the Israelites, slaughter a ram. Put the blood on your doorposts. Put the blood on your lintel. The spirit of death will come to the land at midnight. When he see the blood, it will pass over your house. If you don't put that blood, that means you disobey the prophet. And when you disobey, that is when the spirit of death will enter and kill and destroy. See? So this is the word of God. By the ministry of a prophet, Israel was delivered from 430 years of Egyptian captivity, Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by the ministry of the prophet Moses, Israel was preserved and taken to the land of promise that was meant for them. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ himself is a prophet. Jesus Christ is a prophet is not honored except among his people who are referring to himself. Jesus was referring to himself. Jesus said a prophet is not honored except among his people, because Jesus came to Nazareth and they did not respect him. They did not honor him because he was from Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth. So the people of Nazareth, they disbelieve him. They say, who is this? Is it not the capital son? Is it not the son of Mary? Is it not? See, they believe Jesus Christ. So they did not receive anything from Jesus. Jesus did not perform any miracle there. So Jesus referred to himself. He said, a prophet is without honor among his people. See? Among his people. But Jesus was the prophet of God. The prophet of God. When he spread the word of God, he must obey the word of God. Prophet Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, the word of God said that you people have robbed God. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. You have robbed God. How did you rob God in tithes and offering? You refuse to support the ministry, to give to the work of God. You refuse. You rob God. And God said, the devourers will come and devour your finances. And that is why many people earn salaries. They don't know what they are doing with it. They earn money, they get money, they don't know what, because the devourer, they come and devour their finances and their blessings, and they remain poor. See? Say, you didn't pay your tax, so the devourer has come. Say, but when you give your tithe and your offering into the work of God, like this ministry now, you give your tithe and your offering right here in this ministry, go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.myside.com. You can use the PayPal, you can use the Zelle, you can use the Cash App and send your offerings and donations to this ministry. I tell you, God will rebuke the devourer for your faith, and he will open the windows of heaven and pour you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. Oh, yes, he has done it before, he will do it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You need to start sending your tithes and your offerings, your donation for the work of God into this ministry. Yes, you can use the PayPal or use the Zelle or use the Cash App or any of those methods. Go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.myside.com. And make your donations, and I tell you, God will indeed bless you, and he will prosper you and meet your needs, fight your battles, give you victories. In the name of Jesus Christ, be a partner of this ministry, and God will partner with you. He will protect you and preserve you and help you and solve your problems and meet your needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, that's the prophet Malachi. Malachi declared the word of God. You people should pay your tithes to the work of God. Prophet Malachi. Now, disobey that word of God. Refuse to sponsor the word of God. Refuse to give to God. And then you are disobeyed. And then problems begin. And then the devourer begins to devour your finances and your families, and problems upon problems begin to come because you refuse to support the work of God. And the devourer has come to cut away all your Bless you on everything. Tonight, you need to repent and give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to be born again in faith and be filled with the Holy Spirit. What shall it profit you if you have gained the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? Now is the day of salvation for you to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can receive this deliverance that we're talking about in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabasa. Yandoro blogodo bogodo. Yes, wherever you are in any part of this world, very ready to pray right now. I want you to begin to bow your heads and get ready to pray that the Lord Jesus will come into your heart, that he will be a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer alone. You got to repent of your sins. He that covered his sins are not prosper, but he that confessed and forsake shall have mercy. Let God have mercy upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebosaya. Yandoro blogodo boza. Iblende, imblende, imblende. Ye blende, emblende, emblende. Yes, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. So that you can have eternal life. Let Jesus come into your life right now. Let the Holy Spirit come into your life right now. Hey, Rebosaya. God is showing me someone, one of your kidneys is not functioning well. Oh yes, kidney failure. Somebody with a kidney failure. Put your right hand on your stomach area. Put your right hand where you have that problem. Yes, one of your kidneys is not functioning. Yes, put your right hand on that spot. Let the healing power of God touch it right now. He touch you. Oh, he touched you. And oh, what joy that fills your soul. Something happened. And I know he touched you. And made you. Jesus touched you. Yes, Harabasaya. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy that feels to something happened. And I know Jesus touched you and made you. Yes, Jesus, touch that kidney. That kidney, that stomach problem, that womb problem, troubles in the body, sickness and disease. Jesus, touch them with your healing power. Yes, they may be made whole right now in the name of Jesus. Kidneys receive life. Kidneys come alive in the name of Jesus. Liver come alive in the name of Jesus. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. Your spirit, soul, and body be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, hey, God is showing me another person. That person is indeed broadcast. You are looking at me. I'm seeing you. I'm seeing your face. The enemy has kept you in a cage. The enemy has caged your destiny, and they don't want you to be free to fulfill your destiny. Today, by reason of the anointing of God, that yoke is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, who the Son of God set free, free thee. Jesus set you free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke will be destroyed. The bound and oppressed will go free. In the name of Jesus, come out of that prison. Come out of that spiritual enclave. Come out of that limitation in the name of Jesus. Come out of that frustration and failure. Come out in the name of Jesus. Woman that are loose from your infirmity, be set free right now. That yoke over your life, the enemy puts you in a cage. Spiritual limitation, they cage your destiny that you will not be free to move around. You are not free, but Jesus has set you free right now. Jesus has set you free right now. Jesus has set you free right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Harabasa. Woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. In the name of Jesus, woman, thou art loose from your infirmity. In Jesus' name, who the Lord set free is free indeed. Come out of that cage. In the name of Jesus, be set loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Harabasaya. Yeah, Mary Baba. Yes. I can feel it. Yeah. Deliverance is taking place. Yes, you are out of that cage. You are out of that limitation. You are out of that frustration and failure. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Terrible fire. There's another person God is showing me. You are homeless. You are homeless. Situations have made you to be homeless and you are looking for a place to live. Yes, this person is in the broadcast. Yes, put your right hand on your head. Put your right hand on your head. You are not supposed to be homeless in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of homelessness, poverty, hardship, provision, and failure, every form of homelessness, destitute, every spirit of poverty, we bound you, we cast you away. Get out of that person in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, provide a home for that man, for that woman, for that boy, for that girl. Lord Jesus, provide a dwelling place for your people. Provide a house for them. Provide housing, accommodation for your people. Your people will not sleep under the gutter, sleep under the bridge, sleep in broken the guarded house, the guarded places to sleep, the guarded vehicles. No, receive. In the name of Jesus, God provide you a place to live, a good house, a good home, a good family to live in. In the name of Jesus. Homelessness, you are canceled. We cancel the spirit of homelessness. Homelessness, be gone forever. In the name of Jesus, Tarabasaya, Yenderi Baba, Hebrondo Yoblodu, Yeke Senteria. Thank you, Lord. We give him praise. 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 We give him glory. We give him honor and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, we thank God for what he has done today. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. For those of you who want to call us on the phone, it's area code 202-460-7110. Or use the other line, 240-828-9374. You can email us. The email is on the link there. We have our email on the link. The website, feel free to email us your prayer request for your needs. We are here for you to counsel or pray with you and minister to you. Yes, we advise you to worship God in a church where they preach holiness and righteousness. You need to worship God and serve God in spirit and in truth. It's very important. And you need to read your Bible every day and pray every day, do evangelism, win souls, testify of God's goodness, and God will be blessing you more and more in the name of Jesus. We thank you all for being a part of this broadcast. God bless you, Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral. Yes, tomorrow night we're going to have another section again. And I tell you, God's going to do you good. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will save you. I make you whole, rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus, He will save you and make you whole. He will bless you and make you whole. Yes, thank you all so much for your cooperation. God bless you. Jesus loves you, Felicia and I. We love you all, and we say God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Until tomorrow, the same time, we're going to have this broadcast again. Call all your friends and everybody to join us in this broadcast, because God is going to do you good as you flow with us in this broadcast. God is going to do you good in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon, coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, until tomorrow, God bless you. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon, Jesus coming very soon. My Lord coming very soon. Savior coming very soon. Jesus coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. My Lord coming very soon. Savior coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.